This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You ever meet someone and they're on some diet and they're trying to convince you they like the food they're eating and you know they're lying or they're lying to themselves or they've been brainwashed, hypnotized. Something has gone wrong because there's no way they like what they're eating. Especially, I see this with kale. My wife eats this kale salad. She's like, it's really not bad. I like it. And I'm like, no, you don't. You're just saying that to feel better, and I'm ruining it.
Any salad's bad unless you drowned it with ranch dressing.
I don't know. Yeah, there's salads with meat on them.
California Dream and Copper River, well, their hot bacon honey mustard dressing.
That's got...
No, he was talking about the dressing.
There's less salad than there is meat on it and all the ranch and all that bacon mustard magic that they make, and you pour that all over it.
What do you mean there's less salad?
I like a salad as the beginning of a meal.
There's
it's
less
not
lettuce.
A meal to me, but it is a beginner to a meal. Now, when kale's involved, it starts to get a little bit sketchy.
Now, when I was younger, I worked at a restaurant where kale was for decorative purposes only.
Right,
to
exactly.
decorate our little cooler that had the cakes or... Even on the side of a plate, it was for we threw it out.
It's like parsley.
Parsley, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, but kale is awesome.
I don't think I've ever seen kale.
Yeah, you have.
It looks like big parsley almost, but my husband was saying, we need to eat healthier, and I'm like, you're right. So the other day, I made him a zucchini and kale wrap. Y'all should have seen his face. It looked like I was offending him bringing that to the dinner table.
Poisoning him.
It's funny you say that, because that's exactly what researchers found about kale.
What? That's
the
poison?
Face thing. So here's what they did. They did a study, and they had pregnant women take capsules that contained different vegetables that had been ground up and concentrated.
All right.
All of them were in their third trimester, and that's the period where they can do those 4D ultrasounds that are super close up and show you the baby's face. They found that one of the groups that took the kale capsules and the other group took pills filled with carrot powder 20 minutes before the ultrasound, and the pills provoked very different reactions. Babies exposed to the carrot pills seemed to smile. The ones exposed to kale were scowling and appeared not to enjoy it very much. Researchers think it's because carrots are fairly sweet and kale is bitter, but it's the first direct evidence that unborn babies in the third and final trimester can react to different tastes and smells. So they said, should women who are pregnant avoid kale altogether? They're not sure yet. They say maybe exposing your baby to it in the womb would help them get used to it, and they might enjoy it later, or they might be born with a natural aversion to it because they remember it from in the womb.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of weird, because when do we start liking adult foods? You think about that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, as a little kid, I don't want potato soup right now. And then you get older, and like, all of a sudden you're eating potato soup and dressing and all that stuff and going, this is good.
I think it depends on the person. Because my nephew, when he was little, he loved potato soup.
I like potato soup. It's potatoes.
I've known 3-year-olds to eat sushi.
Well, that was just an example.
It was a bad one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you mentioned dressing. That's a better one.
Yeah, dressing.
As a kid,
dressing.
I hated dressing, and as an adult, I like it.
As a kid, my dressing was mayo, Duke's mayo.
we're talking about dressing like turkey and dressing.
Oh, yeah. My bad. I thought you meant salad.
Yeah, because I didn't like it when I was a kid, but now I do.
I wonder if they would have given them the little capsule of chocolate, if they would have smiled and
said, sure they would have.
Yeah.
Chocolate's all, especially females, because they go crazy for chocolate.
Chocolate makes everyone smile. Tom gave me some chocolate yesterday. I got it right here. I haven't eaten it yet.
See, that's
what's so amazing about this study is like they have not even really formed a lot of opinions yet. So you know exactly what the kale is they're trying to communicate.
Well,
you know
I feel
what I'm
like pregnant women knew this already because you'll talk to a woman who's pregnant. She's like, oh, yeah, baby doesn't like this. He starts kicking when I try and eat it. I mean, they do react.
Mm. I don't know. My wife, I don't know if kicking was bad or good sometimes. I know my wife knew when he did or didn't kick whenever Quinn was, you know, being born.
You know what? If anybody tries to feed me kale, I'd just like to kick him too, to be honest with you.
You should be allowed to.
Hold still.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, everybody was talking about the big change happening to B93.7, and this is what happened this morning.
Dex Barbie T on B93.7, number one for all the hit music, and change is something that happens all the time, and here we are.
Here we are. Oh my gosh, I'm freaking out right now. I can't believe this is happening right now.
Right?
Like literally, I've always grown up like listening every morning to B93.7, going to Bowling Springs High School. You know, this is my hometown and we are back.
We are so excited to be back working with Hawk and Tom.
Hey
and
guys.
You guys are so iconic.
Yes.
We're so happy to be
listening
here.
Listening to the icons here.
We're excited
to
have you guys. And for those who have been wondering what's going on, we're excited to make the announcement that you guys will be doing our afternoon show
now. How about
now.
That?
Yay. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Can I ring the bell? I've never done that.
I'll be honest. I'm gone for a week, and all this change.
Right.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like as we were listening, I mean, like all the phone calls, like what's happening with, you know, B?
Yeah.
You know, what's this change? Everybody's thinking, and for the last 30 minutes, you know, people have been panicking. No,
yes.
The station's not going anywhere. You guys are not going anywhere.
We better not.
Yeah. To the point where I'm kind of like, man, this is a little bit too much of a hoopla for just us.
Well, we're excited to have you guys. I think, you know, having you in the market for so long, you guys, you still practically live here. You come all the time and visit. Mm-hmm. You've got family here. You've owned homes here. So what better thing than to have you be a part of the show, even though you guys still have your legacy going on in Jacksonville. You guys syndicated.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Now you'll add this and you'll be on in our afternoon show and here most weekends and hanging out, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's so funny, too, is Dex kind of like our little DJ baby.
So many years
ago, he started right down the hall here.
Yeah.
At B93.7. And so it's been a long time.
I think a lot of really good people have come through this building at some point or another.
Yeah.
Right.
And
absolutely.
Of course, so, I mean.
The good ones come and go.
Yeah.
we're staying.
We're staying. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the Upstate is happy to have you guys. And we're just happy to be back and joining you all.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I know you guys got a lot of fun planned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
3 to 7 every day.
And today's going to be our first day. We'll be on live and we'll be, you know, talking, taking listener calls and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just excited because you're right. Like, I got my start here.
Right.
This is really where I got, like, my big first break. And you guys are amazing. So I'm so excited to
be a part of
this.
Well, we got to initiate you guys.
Really?
We got to come up with something.
I'm down for it. I just want to give you guys your flowers because, like, literally, I grew up listening to you all.
Oh.
And then to be here working with you, dreams do come true. I will tell you that.
Barbie, you're too kind,
so
but
you
we're
are.
Excited to have you guys. Mm-hmm. I think having you guys on in the afternoon, us in the morning, is going to make B even stronger.
Yeah.
And so we're excited to be a part of all of this.
I'm just so glad it's not Christmas music.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Right?
What was that about?
You're not ready for the jingle bells?
Not yet.
No. Listen, and Barbie was calling me last night, and she was just like, you don't understand. You know, I remember driving down the road, going to Boiling Springs High School.
Oh my God,
listening to this station. This station has just been an icon. So
well,
thank you guys.
We started when we were 8 years old.
Yeah.
That's so iconic.
Yes. Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you, guys. Oh, wait. Real quick. Sorry. Hold on a second. What? I'll be right back.
Okay.
He's going to get something. What are
Better
you doing,
follow
Dex?
Him, Shorty. You lose your mic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is our gift to you.
Here you go.
Moment for
you got to come with this to the list.
My favorite.
You know what? I figured I'd get him some.
You know, this is the best present you can get me. People are like, oh, what do you get? What do you get? This, you can't go wrong with cheese balls.
Cheese balls,
yeah, it's
baby.
It's not good for us because we get to hear the crunching.
Oh, you can hear the crunching. Yes, it doesn't stop.
Yes, crunch it away.
Yeah, you say that now.
There it is.
Oh, my gosh. Can I crunch one with you?
Sure.
I want to crunch one.
They ain't nothing like some Benson Boone and some cheese ball crunches.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
All right. Dex and Barbie T now.
Thank you, guys.
Hanging out with us. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you. Dex and Barbie T, we back, baby.
Hey. So listen to them this afternoon. It starts.
That's right, 3 o'clock.
All right.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This would normally be a simple news story that no one would pay much attention to. Someone left a box in their car. Somebody broke into the car, crashed the window out, and then just took the box. I mean, this stuff happens in day-to-day life. You can't count on everyone being a good guy.
Right.
You can't leave stuff in your car because it can get stolen.
Mm-hmm.
If you do leave something in your car, it's probably best to leave your doors unlocked so they don't have to break the window.
Yeah.
Because they're going to still steal it, you know? Hawk, you're notorious for leaving your car unlocked because you say you don't have nothing in it worth stealing.
There's nothing in there.
No. So it makes some sense, I guess.
Now, when I had my old car, you know, I'm like, go ahead and take the car.
Right.
I'd like to get the insurance money.
You left the keys on that one.
Yeah. I left it running a lot of times.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned insurance because I don't know how the insurance is going to be on this one. Mm-hmm. But what makes this story actually interesting is not just that someone had their car broken into and that someone stole a box out of the back of it, but the owner says the box had $1 million in cash.
Sure it did. Wink, wink.
Now, that's a bold claim because the insurance company is probably not just going to go, oh, well, here's $1 million then.
Yeah.
They're probably going to investigate. Uh-huh. They're probably going to try to determine whether or not there's any chance you had $1 million in a box, and if so, why did you leave it in your car?
And was it Monopoly money?
I mean, I get nervous leaving. Like, if I go to the store and buy something and I go to another store, I'm like, man, I got to hide that package because someone will break in my car and steal my shorts.
Okay.
I would never leave it out where someone could just get to it.
And how many times the women hide in their purses somewhere? Where can we put my purse? And they try to shove it under the seat. They got all the electronics now. It's hard to get those big purses under the seat.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And you're thinking to yourself, I don't want to leave this in my car because it's way too easy to get stolen. So why would you leave $1 million in your car if you had $1 million? It's very suspicious.
Well, sure it is.
But it's also very dumb if they're lying because it's a good way to go to jail for a long time, and the odds were slim you would ever have gotten your money anyway.
He gets caught, and he's like, a million? Did I say? I just meant a dollar, just a one.
Yeah.
Just a dollar.
Or Monopoly money, like Hawk said. I just worry sometimes that we are not training our up-and-coming criminals to do a good job of this stuff. You can't just go say you had a million-dollar box in the back seat of your car. You got to have something to back that up.
Well, this is my friends I have in the past have something like somebody breaking their car, and they'll say, oh, I'm going to say I had golf clubs in there. I'm like, you can't do that.
They did.
You can.
Until the video comes out that happened to be in the parking garage that shows them hauling stuff out of your car and there's no golf club.
Right. Yeah, it's like people will like stack a bunch of stuff. Like, you know, all I have in my car is some dried up French fries between the seats.
See, you'll never be able to get away with that fraud.
Right.
Because we already know that you don't keep anything in there.
When my car was stolen, my tennis racket was in the bag, and I just bought it. Oh. It was a nice one.
Sure, wink, wink.
So, like, the whole car is gone, and also my tennis racket.
You know, my brother was at Myrtle Beach, I think, and I think you had something stolen at Myrtle Beach.
My car.
Yeah, his whole car.
Yeah, whole car.
All right.
They stole checks out of my checkbook that was in there, too.
My brother had one of those Jeep tops, and they stole the whole Jeep top, you know?
Wow.
A hard top?
It wasn't a hard top. It was like the other one. And they just took it off.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have it locked down, did he?
No, he did not.
Those just snap on.
Yeah.
Did he have a box with $1 million in the back?
He did not.
That would have been smart.
He's got to be careful.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this goes, whether or not these people end up in jail themselves. A box with $1 million. I mean, you're either stupid or there's not a lot of good things you can say about a person who has a box with $1 million in the cash in their car, except they're very good at whatever job they did.
Mm-hmm. Stripper.
Maybe so.
Yeah, that's where you get cash.
Well, if it's $2 bills, you know it for sure.
It's like if it's illegal money, that's even more stupid because it's like they had to turn that into the taxes.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
I wish I could find a box.
Wow, Kato's whole plan for retirement now has changed.
Yes.
It's not the lottery anymore.
Leave your car doors open.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, if you're a guy and you're in a relationship and you make a change, let's say a change for the better, you might change your clothes, change your hair or something, some kind of improvement in your life. Have you ever noticed, like your guys or, you know, ladies in the office, they'll always say something like, well, did your wife make you do that? Did your girlfriend make you do that? Because, you know, it's an improvement.
Right.
It's like, you know, if it was something that was not an improvement, they don't say a thing. But if it's an improvement, you know, did your wife make you do that? Because I've been letting my hair grow out. Some people saying, you know, making comments about it. My buddy's like, hey, did your wife make you do that? I'm like, I can make my own decisions.
But yes, she did.
Yeah, she did. She said, I'd like to see what it looks like a little bit longer. Do you do that with John? Like, you know, does he make it, like, you make changes for him?
I try to with his clothes. He very much has, like, a uniform.
Okay.
Khaki shorts, golf shirt kind of thing.
I do that, too. I got my own uniform.
But how is it that women can say to their man, I like your hair a little bit shorter or this or that? If we were to go up to her and say, I wish you had blonde hair and I wish it was shorter or longer,
right.
Do you think that she would listen to us?
Oh my gosh, Kato, how could you even say that?
Yeah, but you know, it's only like when you make some kind of improvement too. Like, and do you ever think, let's say they are out on the girls' night out and there's some kind of change that she has made. And they're with their other girlfriends, like, did your husband, your boyfriend make you do that? That horrible shirt that you wore tonight? Yeah, if it's a horrible or a bad decision, it's like, did he make you wear that? Or did he suggest that shirt? That's just not good. That doesn't look good on you. But it's kind of funny because everybody thinks if there's some kind of improvement with a guy, it's not his idea. People assume that we just can't make decisions on our own when it comes to that kind of stuff.
I wonder who could be leading them to think that. I'm just saying, some people out there, they make women believe that's the case because they don't make good decisions on their own.
Okay. No, guys don't. Oh, you're blaming all the human mankind.
Right. I was specifically thinking of you, but overall, yes, men tend to make these things that are improvements. Usually it is their wife who came up with it.
But, I mean, does Jamie, she ever like and say, like, hey, you need to wear this? I think this will look good on you. Or
no.
Maybe this polo shirt.
Like, we tried that once.
She's given up on you over the years,
no,
right?
She did it, and we went on vacation and came back and looked at all the pictures, and she's like, you know what? I'll stay out of your clothes.
Ah, I got you.
But, I mean, guys would have holy underwear if it weren't for women.
Well, yeah. There's nothing wrong with a little religious underwear.
I can't stand holy underwear.
I don't
always
like
worry
them.
If I have a car wreck and paramedics have to take my pants off.
They'll probably cut them off.
Well, you don't know. Then there's a big hole right there.
See, I always worry about the opposite. You just cut my good clothes.
Right.
You know?
Plus, what are the odds that your underwear are going to be in good shape after a car accident anyway? I know the first thing I'm going to do is say, oh, crap. And the second thing I'm going to do is do that.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm going to do when I get the EMS paramedic bill. I'm going to deduct the cost of my clothing from what I paid them.
Okay.
But you know what? When it comes to that, like, encouragement to change something about you, if, like a guy, are you on board with her, like, making that suggestion? For example, like, she's like, I wonder what you look like with a beard. And I'm like, I don't want to know what I look like with a beard.
I do, but my wife hates when I grow one.
Okay.
Like, it itches. It burns. When we kiss, it makes it turts.
But she wants one of those big woolly beards that I can't grow because mine's just going to be a little peach fuzz, you know.
Patch.
Little patch, yeah. Little patchy the pirate's what I'm going to be. And it would not look good. So I'm like sometimes, but there's a lot of guys that give in. They're like, okay, I'm going to try it for you, honey. But,
yeah.
Yeah. I just couldn't have one of those big beards where you could speak, you know, stick your pen and some pencils in the beard.
Like,
I need a pen. That's right there in my beard, you know.
Right past that fried chicken leg.
I think a lot of women do that to remind their man just how unmanly he actually is. They're like, honey, grow a beard and show me what it would look like. Well, actually, I can't.
Yeah, I'm
not able to. I'm not the manliest man that you didn't pick well.
Well, next time she says that, say, well, I'd like to have some armpit hair on you.
Yeah, there you go.
Or leg hair. I like that leg hair. It keeps me warm during the winter
time. Well, the trouble is, she can grow that.
Say, I'm waiting on John to say that.
Come over here and let me comb your leg hair, honey.
You cold, honey? I got you.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.